Om Shanti. This evening we are very fortunate that we have with us most respected Didi Nirmala. Yesterday, she just arrived yesterday from Kochi. She went there for the Future of Power program to benefit the people there, and today she is with us to benefit us from her experience. So let us give her a big welcome, big hand. And now we will listen from her how to be an embodiment of experience. Didi Nirmala.
Om Shanti. So how many of you are in Gyan because you enjoyed Baba's spiritual knowledge? Will you raise your hand? How many of you are here? You continued coming to class because you experienced some vibrations in the center or with sisters or brothers around. Will you raise your hand? How many of you continued Gyan? Because some people enjoyed Gyan in the beginning, but then their faith was deepened because they experienced themselves something. Will you raise your hand? Because you experienced something, your faith was deepened. So, the thing is, the Gyan usually appeals intellect. And those who are intellectual, if they are appealed by Gyan points, they carry on Gyan. But Baba always says, if you are a good speaker, people enjoy listening your speech. But if it is your just speech, they will enjoy listening and they go and praise, oh, today was a very good speech by so and so. And they forget about Brahma Kumaris. But those who experience something during public program, once they have experience, they will never forget it. And that's why Baba is nowadays saying, because many people are good lecturers. Many good lecturers, they lecture better than Brahma Kumaris Kumaris, isn't it? But the thing is, because their philosophy doesn't help them to really experience something, naturally, they don't carry on that path. And so many of you will have heard the experience of the students who say, yes, I went here, I went here, I went there, but there was no experience, there was no transformation. Whereas here, when they come, there is that experience of Baba and vibrations and the transformation in the life, and hence they continue Baba's Gyan. So main thing is nowadays Baba is saying, become the embodiment of experience and share experience with others or make them experience souls. So now, what does Baba mean to be the embodiment of experience? What he means? what we have to become the embodiment of. Because even recently Baba was saying, I think last Sunday's Murli only, that to listen the jnana, yes, easy. To understand also is not so difficult. But to become the embodiment of teaching, that's a bit difficult. So what one needs to do is an experience. So what we need to do is whatever Baba's teaching is, especially Baba's virtues, because we sing the praise of Baba, ocean of love. So I had to really experience Baba's love. And that also we can experience by experimenting. So suppose you want to experience Baba as a father, what do you need to experiment? Become a child. And experiment as if you, child, are holding hand of Baba. And Baba is taking you around. Just as a father will take the child around, and if the child is young, he'll carry on the shoulder, and Baba is saying, I am taking you on my eyelids or eyelashes to Paramdham. So that's Baba's love. Baba's love is He opens His treasures to us children. So we have to, churning jnana and experimenting, we have to experience Baba as mother, father, teacher. So to experience Baba as a teacher, what one needs to do is, whenever we listen to the Murli, don't see the reader who is reading the Murli, but have this awareness, Baba is talking to me as a teacher. So then you will experience as if Baba is teaching you, rather than the Murli reader is teaching you. If you want to experience Baba as a guru, naturally, whenever you need guidance, sit in meditation. Try to have link with Baba and get your mind clean. Not having too many thoughts, and try to see what Baba is guiding you to. So we need to experience all the relationship with Baba. Mother, father, friend, teacher, guide, guru, beloved. So experience Baba as a friend. What we need to do with all the experiencing the relationship, what we need is, we have to humanize Baba. Means have Baba Dada together in front of us. Because point of light, you cannot talk. But Baba Dada together, you can talk to them. As a mother, as father, as a friend, So just as with your dear friend, what will you do? Wherever you are going, you will invite your friend. If you are eating, you will invite your friend to eat. If you are going out, you will invite your friend, hold hand in hand and talk about your problems, difficulties, joy, victory, etc. So, friend, as soon as you have some good news, you'll first ring your friend. In the same manner, whatever good news you have, call Baba and talk to him. Whenever you have some problem, ring Baba and talk to him. So that way, try to experience all relationship. Then also try to experiment, to experience the qualities of Baba. Because we say Baba is ocean of love. So just see, do you experience that love? Baba is ocean of knowledge. Baba is ocean of peace, ocean of happiness, ocean of bliss. So all these Baba's qualities we have to experience. And once we have experience, nobody can change us or challenge us. Because if we haven't experienced, they can say, oh, this is what Brahma Kumaris are teaching you and that's why you are telling us. But if you have experienced yourself, then you can say, this is what my experience is. And so if they try to speak negative things about Brahma Kumaris or Brahma Baba or Gyan, you can definitely challenge them and say, no, this is my experience. And if you have experienced all these things, then naturally it is easy to become embodiment. Because if I haven't experienced Baba's love, then I haven't absorbed Baba's love, I cannot be Master Loveful or Master Ocean of Love. And if I haven't become Master, I cannot share this with others. So others will not experience that Baba's love. And that's what we have seen, that quite a few Brahmins have been attracted. Because as soon as they came to the center, they experienced that vibration of peace. Or whatever love they didn't get from their Laukik family, they find that Brahmins are sharing so much love. And that's, most of the guests also, they stay only 3, 4, 5 days, but they share that we received so much love from all the Shivadharis or Gyan Sarovaravasis or Madhubanvasis. We experienced so much love. Even our Laukik family didn't give so much love. They serve with so much love. So the thing is, and they will never forget their visit to Madhuban. And I think same thing you also experience. You enjoy here, being here, not just only for knowledge. Only knowledge will not attract you. If you are getting just classes, you wouldn't be attracted so much. But because you are served with so much love, that you feel Madhuban is your home. So Baba makes us feel that sort of, not only he says, okay, this is family, but Baba gives us that experience. The experience of family, or Baba's children give us the experience of this is the home, this is a university. So all these things we have to experience, then we can tell anybody. And if we are telling with our experience, then they will also feel that yes, this is true. So, so many times we are also attracted by listening to the experience of others. Now none of you must have seen Brahma Baba. But how do you experience? How do you feel? Not only Shiv Baba is ocean of love, but Brahma Baba. How do you, why do you experience so much love for Brahma Baba? Because you have heard the experience of all dadis or those who have been with Brahma Baba. No, we enjoy listening to the experience of others. And because as you know, in the early days of yajna, what used to happen is there was not so much jnana, but there was more experience. As soon as some soul will come in front of Baba, what Baba will do is either some dadis will talk about half an hour, 1 hour, but it's the right in the early days when they were not having course, Baba, Brahma Baba will sit with them for 10 minutes, 15 minutes, just should say that, okay, you are soul. And God is point of light, and just let us sit in meditation. So Baba used to conduct drishti in those days, and they used to experience so much power that within half an hour of their meeting with Baba, they will change their immediately. I remember the story of Paul Tikan Dadi. In front of Baba, Baba asked, "Who are you?" She said, "I am a sorrowful soul." So Baba gave little bit jnana, gave drishti, and at the end Baba said, "Now who are you?" He says, "I am happy soul." So she experienced so much happiness, so that she changed her view that rather than "I am a sorrowful soul," she started saying, "I am a happy soul." Even Dadi Nirmal Shanta, she used to say to all those who used to come for classes, "Oh, how can you believe that this is, my father is God or God's medium?" Because she used to see him as an ordinary person. So she used to think that this ladies are not really sensible, and they are just thinking him as God. So what happened was, once she was full term pregnant, and she came to the satsang in those days. And when she came, she saw Manmohini Didi was in trance and very much blissful and sitting there for a long while. So when Manmohini Didi came out of trance, Dadi Nirmal Shanta asked her, "What were you doing?" Because whole class had gone away and only Manmohini Didi was sitting there because she was in trance. So Didi said, "Come tomorrow, I'll share with you tomorrow because tonight is also quite late, I have to go home." So she said, "Okay, I'll come tomorrow to listen to your story." So she, before she left, Nirmal Shanta Dadi was married and staying somewhere else. So she decided she wanted to come for morning class to listen to Manmohini Didi. So before going home, she told Brahma Baba, because it was her father, no? So, because in those days, the sisters wouldn't come alone outside. They need to be either coming in the car or horse cart or something. And so she told father, "Please send me driver tomorrow morning. I want to come for class." So Brahma Baba said, "I'll see you tomorrow." So she got very upset that how come my father was not happy to send me car. He just gave such casual reply, "I'll see what happens tomorrow." So get very upset. So during night she delivered a baby. And at the time of delivery, she had a vision of Brahma Baba and Krishna. So she thought, because last night I was with my father, that I had this vision. And then, so 2-3 times she opened the eyes and closed the eyes, and then she found that she has delivered the child and she couldn't go next morning to the class as she had desired. So then she thought that must be God who knew that I can't go next morning for the class, and that's why he gave such answer, "We'll see tomorrow what happens." So the thing is, because she experienced something, she started believing that Shiv Baba incarnates through Brahma Baba. So there were so many instances in early days. Dadi Santri, who was Bhav Vishwa Kishore's Laukik wife, and so they were like Brahma Baba was his uncle, Bhav's, so they were family and doing business together, surrendered everything together. As soon as Brahma Baba surrendered himself to Yajna Bhav and Santri Dadi, all surrendered. So what happened was, when Santri Dadi, she was staying in Yajna, but she had some sickness. So she asked Brahma Baba, "Baba, what is this? How come I'm having so much sickness?" So Brahma Baba sent trans messenger, because in those days, any question, they will send trans messenger to ask. So Brahma Baba sent trans messenger to ask Shiv Baba, "What's wrong? Why she has so much sickness?" So trans messenger brought the message that she thinks he is surrendered, but when they left Karachi home, they sold the house. But in the house, they had forgotten silver utensils. So in the message they got, okay, you had so many dishes, so many katoras, so many glasses, so many spoons of silver that you have left in your house. How can you say you have surrendered? You didn't surrender your all the silverware. So Baba also gave the message that Santri Dadi, Kumarka Dadi and Bhav Vishwakishore should go back to Karachi. They were already in Abu. They go to Karachi and bring those silverware. And so they went to Karachi all the way from Mount Abu and contacted the landlord who had bought the house from them. And though it was a Muslim landlord, he was so kind, he said, if you find your silverware here, you are free to look for it and take it with you. So in those days, what they used to do is, whatever valuable they have, they used to have underground, like a safe or some hole, where they could keep it, and on the top, the floor, they will have a door, and naturally, in that room, they will have carpet laid, so that nobody will know that this secret safe is there. So they had left it everything there. So as soon as they came, they knew where they had kept that treasure. So they told, this is where it is, and they opened it. And they saw there was exact amount of silverware. So all these stories when I heard, because there were many other stories I heard of the beginning, but most of these stories gave that experience to me that it must be God who would know all these things, as what and how and when, etc. And that's where I started believing in this jnana. So I said, once I said, okay, this is God who is giving jnana, so it must be, because this is true, it must be God. Because God is saying, whatever God is saying must be truth. So that's how we start usually believing either our own experience or experience of others. Because nowadays we need both things, logical thing as well as experience. Because so many people giving up nowadays drugs, alcohol, tobacco, etc. So when they experience that with Baba's remembrance, they are able to renounce their drug habits. And naturally, they will have that faith that this is the God who has given me power. Whatever I could not do before, I have been able to do it. And that's how we say this knowledge is true, because impossible becomes possible. Difficult things become easy. Because otherwise people believe it is impossible that husband and wife can stay together in one house or one room or one bed and observe celibacy. But that's where we say, okay, this is what is our life. That especially those couples who are staying together in jnana and observing celibacy, they can say, so this is what Baba is giving us power. That it has been so easy for us. So experience, if one has experience, anybody can challenge us and we will not be shaken. Otherwise, the faith can be little bit shaken, because today also Baba says, no, sometimes those who have faith, they develop doubt because of Maya. So Maya also attacks those who have not keeping busy intellect in jnana, churning jnana, etc. So that's how not only we have to experience Baba, but we have to experience different stages. Because Baba says, now have this practice of being corporeal, subtle angelic, incorporeal. So we need to experience that bodiless stage or angelic stage. Then we are able to give that experience to others. If we are not maintaining that stage, we can't give anybody experience. So whether it is a stage, different stages, whether it is three words, because we talk about three words. So Baba was, even in last module, was saying, when Baba speaks of Paramdham, you should experience yourself in Paramdham. When Baba is talking about subtle angelic God, subtle region, you should experience yourself in that subtle region. So whatever points Baba is giving us, if we have experienced it, the way we speak, there will be that authority. And if we speak with that authority, then naturally nobody can challenge us. Because that's what we have to see now. Rather than just giving talks, because now we talk about being carefree emperor. But I had to become carefree, then I can tell others not to worry about something. If I'm worrying about something, then even if I give theoretical knowledge, people will say, yes, yes, it's true, but not possible. Because I haven't experienced that it to be possible. So Baba's each and every word of the Murli, or every quality that Baba is talking us about us to us, we should have that experience. And Baba's task of being protector, because Baba is known as protector, and that's where we have to see, have I experienced Baba's protection, especially in very difficult time. If we remember Baba, then what happens is, Baba is there to protect us. And if we see so many Brahmins, even they might be going through hard times, because especially nowadays there are so many natural calamities. And we find that in these natural calamities, Baba's houses and Baba's children are safe. That has been our experience. Whether we think about in Kobe when there was a big earthquake, Baba's house remained protected. None of the Baba's children died. In Mexico, when there was big earthquake, the building in the Baba's house's lane, same lane, there was a big hospital of children. That children hospital collapsed. Whereas in the same street, Baba's house was there and there was minor damage because we find it so many times, even if there is fire in Baba's house, all room may be damaged, but Baba's room remains safe, Baba's picture remains safe. And we have experienced recently only when I was in Kochi, the sister was sharing her experience. Because they had Future of Power, 23rd, 4th. So, around 18 or 19 of this month, they had gone to invite some VIP in some distant place and they were returning at 12:30. And the driver, there were three drivers in the car, out of four, three drivers were there, Brahman, who could drive. But the brother who was driving, they asked, please, if you feel sleepy, let us give driving. He said, no, no, I'm okay. And suddenly, he fell asleep, the car banged with the pole and car did twice somersault. The car was written off, but all the four passengers remained safe. Not only that, but as soon as the accident happened, there was one ambulance passing by. And when the ambulance saw that this car had accident, they picked up all the four passengers, took to the hospital, and there was hardly any damage. They were able to reach home safely. So the thing is, so many times, it's not only once, but I've seen so many head-on collision, car accident, car written off, passenger, little damage or no damage. So that's how we find that Baba, just as Baba says that the kitten remains safe even in the fire, and that's what we have seen so many cases where people in such calamities, whether it's a tsunami, earthquake, cyclone, etc., so much damage to the city or neighbors, and BK remaining safe. Even in plane accident, fire, and you know the famous story of Twin Tower accident. Ram Prakash was there in the building. Not only he was safe, but he was so calm and helped many other people to come out of that building. So Baba is a protector. Baba is a helper. No, Baba always says, courage of children and I will help. So when we have experience or we listen to that experience, naturally it helps us to either have faith in ourselves or build faith in others or give them experience. And that's why we had to see that it is now time to give experience to others. Because in the early days, what we used to do is, we used to tell everybody, okay, if you want to have experience of God, okay, study 7 lessons, then meditate yourself and you'll experience. But as the time is coming shorter and shorter, and in the end, we had to give experience to everybody of Baba, give vision of Baba. So unless we are so powerful and experienced, we will not be able to give them experience. And that's why Baba is emphasizing on service through mind, service to face, service to features, that as soon as they see us, they should experience Baba in us. As soon as they see our face, they should experience that they are soul. We don't have to teach them you are a soul and be soul conscious and try to keep on practicing, because we had to practice long time to be soul conscious or experience I am a soul. But now we have to give them experience. So that's why we have to see that we are in one thing powerful stage and become the embodiment of experience, to give experience to others, because we have to give experience to others. And so we have to see that our efforts are guided by that. That our aim should be clear in our mind. Not just listening to Murli or having meditation regularly in our right time and as Baba advises, but we have to make sure that we are becoming such embodiment that we are able to give experience to others who don't have so much time to make efforts or to experience Baba and Baba's teaching. So that's where we had to be careful and paying attention. So, as Indra was telling you in the beginning, there has been totally 24 future of power, because Nizar Bhai started this future of power with the aim to serve Bharatvasis by foreigners, because Baba always tells the foreigners have to awaken Kumbhakarnas of Bharat. So he has been targeting the leaders in different groups so that if they understand Baba's knowledge, then they can spread to their colleagues and companies and employees, etc. So he has done so far 24 programs. And nowadays in his program, he has got a team of himself Anthony Phillips, Dennis Ben's brother, who is now based in Oxford, and Moni from Australia, who is also part of the team, and Helper is one of the local brother from Mumbai, Shri Ram, who is a IT person who can help him in all IT work, putting all the news together and everything, sending everywhere. And there is another couple, Nitu and Nitin, who are also from Bombay, who are like a communication person, etc. So this team goes in different cities, especially Moni goes and first goes to different cities, meets VIPs and invites them for this program. So she was there to promote the program, and they had invited many IPs. Out of that, 50 had agreed to come. But out of 58, 52 people came. That was the largest number for IP in Future of Power. Because otherwise 30, 40, 45 maximum have come for this Future of Program. And they stay from 9 o'clock to 2 o'clock. So they finished their dialogue by about 1:30, 1:30, then have lunch, photograph, group photograph, and that they send it through rosary to everybody, the news of each program. So in last dialogue, they had Vice Chancellor of University, Shankaracharya University, Sanskrit University. So he was also part of the guest, and many other IPs. So he was mentioning that this has got best attendance, and you might be knowing Kerala is very literate state, 100% literacy, all are educated. But as you know, it's a Kali Yuga, so education doesn't give them happiness. And there are lots of suicide and crimes and everything. So, and Kerala is where many foreigners came first. So it was Dutch colony once upon a time, and British colony at some times, and whole India was British ruled. So as you know, Christians, when they came to India, they converted many to Christianity. So Kerala has got many Christians. Andhra Pradesh, Hyderabad has many Muslims because it was ruled by Nizam and all. So I believe about 1/3 population is Christian, 1/3 Muslim, and 1/3 Indian. So as we know, it's very easy to serve Hindu-based people, but Christian difficult and Muslim more difficult. So it's not easy service over there, but that was very good response comparatively to other cities. And then Sunday evening they have public program, but public program also not general, only invited VIPs. And in that they had 500 people, which was a good number for Kochi. So it was quite successful program. And because this is a 24th program, the team is so much used to do such programs, and everything was easy and done easily. And Kochi has got retreat center, because in some of the cities the PKs had to stay in hotel, but Kochi has got retreat center, so we all were staying in retreat center apart from Nizar Bhai and Anthony, who stayed in the hotel where there was the program itself, and that hotel was about 1 hour drive from retreat center. So it was, you know, because retreat center is very near airport, hardly 2 kilometers from airport, whereas city is 1 hour drive from airport. So all enjoyed being there, and Kochi is quite a beautiful place with ocean and canals and waterfalls and everything. So all the guests were also taken around on a boat cruise and sightseeing. So we had just 2 day visit, but to go from Mount Abu to reach Kochi we had 12 hours. Coming back also around 12 hours to reach Mount Abu. So 2 days go in traveling, 2 days staying. Acha, so let us have now 10 minutes meditation before we start our gifts. Om Shanti.